It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. The Houston Astros and General Manager Dana Brown have mutually agreed to part ways, despite the team being tied for first place in the American League West at the start of yesterday. Brown's contract was set to expire after the season. He had been with Houston since January of 2023, helping the Astros win a pair of division titles. Meanwhile, Arizona manager Torey Lovello says that three-time All-Star Ketel Marte could return to the Diamondbacks next week, roughly 2 weeks after his unexplained disappearance from the team. Marte has been on the 10-day injured list with mild inflammation in his left knee. He did take batting practice yesterday. Lovello says the team is targeting an August 31st return. Meanwhile, Marte has not explained his absence to his teammates. Arizona just 2 games behind San Diego for the final wildcard spot in the National League. A light Monday across to Major League Baseball. The Texas Rangers now find themselves back in first place after beating the White Sox 11-2. Texas moved a half game ahead of Houston, who was off. Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 7-0. The Cubs 5.5 games back of Milwaukee in the NL Central. Michael Conforto and Carson Kelly with back-to-back home runs. Cleveland defeats the Angels 4-2. Cleveland's Parker Messick would throw 6 innings, allow just 1 run, while Austin Hedges had a 2-run home run. Cleveland with a 2-game lead over the Minnesota Twins in the American League wildcard race. Boston's Anthony Seager had a go-ahead triple in the ninth as the Red Sox would beat the Miami Marlins 4-2. Boston has won 19 of their past 20 games against teams with records of 500 or better. Cal Raleigh set a career high with 3 home runs last night as the Seattle Mariners beat the Phillies 9-2. That ends the Phillies' season-best 9-game winning streak. Seattle's Julio Rodriguez had a 3-run home run in the first. Raleigh added a 2-run shot as the Mariners would score 5 times in the first inning against the Phillies' Zach Wheeler. Tampa Bay would defeat Detroit 4-1. Jonathan Aranda with a home run. Drew Rasmussen with the win. He gave up just 3 hits in 6 innings. Tampa Bay had lost 7 of 10, but never trailed last night. Meanwhile, the Tigers, they're moving in the wrong direction. They've lost 6 straight and 9 of 10. Pittsburgh would defeat San Diego 3-2 in 12 innings last night. It was Pittsburgh's Nick Gonzalez leading off the top of the 12th with an RBI single. And that ends the Padres' 8-game winning streak at home. San Francisco, they snapped a 4-game losing skid, beating Cincinnati 5-0. Rafael Devers with a 3-run home run for San Francisco in the second. And the Washington Nationals would defeat Colorado yesterday 13-3. The Rockies have now lost a season-worst 7 consecutive games as the Nationals put up 5 runs in the 5th. Roger Federer says he's returning to the U.S. Open this week, but the 20-time Grand Slam champion says he has no plans to return to professional tennis. The 45-year-old Federer will play an exhibition match tonight at Arthur Ashe Stadium. It's his first appearance at the U.S. Open since 2019. Federer will play 1 set of singles against Andy Roddick, and then he'll play a set of doubles with John McEnroe against Roddick and Andre Agassi. Federer retired in 2022 after a series of knee injuries. He says he hasn't played a competitive singles set in about 5 years. Federer won 5 consecutive U.S. Opens from 2004 through 2008. And that's a look at your sports for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims.